Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, December 14th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. A host of new cabinet ministers took up their roles after Poland's new government, led by incoming Prime Minister Donald Tusk, was sworn into office yesterday morning. Adam Bodnar, a former ombudsman, took over as justice minister and vowed to do everything in his power to fix the rule of law in Poland, pledging Poland will be fulfilling its obligations under international agreements while being a loyal member of the European Union. His words were echoed by the new Minister for EU Funds and Regional Policy, Katarzyna Pełczyńska-Nałęcz, who said the government would very swiftly unblock the some 60 million euro in grants and loans from the EU, frozen due to Warsaw's dispute with Brussels over democratic standards. President Andrzej Duda swore in the new Polish government during a high-profile ceremony in the presidential palace yesterday morning. President Duda will take part in a ceremony to light Jewish Hanukkah candles in the Polish parliament today after they were put out by far-right MP Grzegorz Braun earlier this week. On Tuesday, Braun, a member of the far-right Konfederacja Party, used a powder fire extinguisher to put out Hanukkah candles lit in the same as part of a display dedicated to the Jewish holiday, later describing the candles as satanic. Braun's actions and remarks were roundly condemned by political and religious figures across Poland, and the MP was subsequently fined and then excluded from sitting in parliament, with the case referred to prosecutors by the office of the Sejm. The Konfederacja Party also told reporters yesterday they had suspended Braun from his duties as a member of the group and banned him from speaking in the Sejm. According to Presidential Minister Wojciech Kolarski, President Duda will attend today's lighting ceremony to show, together with the Speaker of the Sejm, the true image of Poland, a Poland that is proud of its history, tradition, and culture, which includes the history of Polish Jews. Earlier this week, Duda and First Lady Agata Kornhauser-Duda hosted representatives of the Jewish community at the Presidential Palace in Warsaw and extended their official holiday greetings on the eight-day festival, which ends tomorrow. The candle lighting ceremony in the Sejm is set to take place today at 4 p.m. Part of the European anti-missile defense shield in Rzeczykowo is set to become operational tomorrow, according to comments made earlier this week by outgoing Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki. The Polish Sejm originally agreed to the construction of the U.S. missile defense base in September of 2015. The base is one of the European elements of the Aegis Ashore anti-missile defense system, designed to defend NATO European states against ballistic missile threats originating outside the Euro-Atlantic area. According to written testimony by Rear Admiral Douglas Williams, acting director of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the U.S. Navy will formally accept Aegis Ashore Poland into their inventory on December 15th, with plans to transfer the base to NATO in July of 2024. And Polish tennis phenom and current world number one Iga Świątek has been named Player of the Year by the Women's Tennis Association. The 22-year-old was voted as WTA Player of the Year for the second year in a row, becoming the first player to earn the accolade in back-to-back seasons since Serena Williams from 2012 to 2016. Her coach, fellow countryman Tomasz Wiktorowski, has also been recognized as the 2023 WTA Coach of the Year for his prominent role in making the Polish star a dominant force in their 2 years together.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with very little chance of rain or snow and a light breeze coming from the northeast. Temperatures will remain close to freezing, with a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly overnight to a low of negative 1 degree centigrade or 31 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected tomorrow, with even warmer temps expected over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.